Blog Talk Radio.
Galatians chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Yeah. revolution. And we'll really pay attention. That's what's going on in the spirit world right now. Even though the enemy trying to overthrow God's kingdom, he's trying. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, what you see going on in the natural, it's going on in the spirit. Welcome to the Word Unknown. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're really happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to ask Pastor Bill that you get us started with a word of prayer. And hopefully, I'll be right back.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 4 and 5. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Lord, for another opportunity that we can come together and study the Word together. Father God, we're just giving you praise for this day, and we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all your many blessings. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is on this broadcast, those who are listening by internet, those who may be traveling, Father God. We just ask that you will be with them. Also, give them traveling mercies, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mighty word, Father God. We welcome the Holy Spirit in our lives. We welcome the Holy Spirit in this broadcast. Open up our hearts and our minds to your word today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with those that are sick and shut in. For you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Father God, we thank you for the praise report of the healings that have taken place and the miracles that have gone out, Father God. We just give you praise today. We ask that you will bless our pastor, lead, guide, and direct him. Father God, as he continues to teach the word of God, be with the listeners and those who participate. May we receive that word and stand on the promises of God. Lord, we give you praise. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much,
amen.
Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. The Holy Spirit formed the church. I just need to say that. The Holy Spirit formed the church. Why mm-hmm. that's so important? Because the working of the Holy Spirit in 20 and 21 in the church and beyond is very important. And that's what we want to talk about today and maybe this week going forward. It's the working of the Holy Spirit in the church in 2021. I'm sure everybody understands what the church is. And that's why it's so important to understand that when people get together, they want to start a church. You don't understand. Well, you're going to start a church. The church already started. Think about mm-hmm. that. Because a couple mm-hmm. people meet and they have the same understanding, they say, oh, let's start a church. That's wrong, people. That's a lie. You can't start on a lie. You're going to end up on a lie with a lie. If you start on a lie, you're going to end up with a lie. So, and I want to say, the church has went through much persecution. And of the result of the fact that the Holy Spirit leads the church, it went through a lot of persecution. A lot of messages been preached to try to keep that unity, to try to keep that oneness. A lot of changes. And the reason I'm telling through all this is because as we began to preach this truth in 20 and 21 and beyond, God has shown me the church is faced with a lot of trying times, a lot of difficult times that lies ahead for us because we're teaching about the Holy Spirit, and it's still, probably say this a couple of times, it still does its work in the body of Christ. It's still doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Still doing its thing. And if you mention the characteristics of the church, then we need to go over them, and we may go over some of them anyway, because I'm going to point out a few things that there's four characteristics that we talked about last week, and we talked about one of them, and we didn't get into the other one. But the Holy Spirit can think. I need to say that because I've been dealing with some people don't realize that the Holy Spirit can actually think.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they're supposed to think for the Holy Spirit. Here's what the Holy Spirit means. That's wrong. The Holy Spirit can think. So we're going to start with the book of Acts, 15th chapter and 28th verse. Evangelist Sharon, are you available?
Yes. Book of Acts. Scripture again, Pastor.
Oh, the book of Acts, 15 and 28.
Thank you. In the King James, it reads as follows. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, it seems to the Holy Spirit and to us that you should not be saddled with any crushing burden, but be responsible only for their bare necessities. Amen.
And the next scripture I want to share is 1 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11?
Yes.
In the King James, it reads as follows. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself, the same with God. Except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. Amen.
Can you see that? That the Holy Spirit can think. And of course, in Ephesians 1 and 17, see, that's what you want to look for. You want to look to see that, yeah, the Holy Spirit can think. It don't need you to think for it. It thinks and gives you the message. You know why? Because it's guiding us. It's directing us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So in Ephesians 1 and 17, see, it's bad if the prayer has got to tell the coach what to do. Don't work
right.
Like that. Usually the coach calls out the play. Last time I checked. But then again, I guess, depending on what league you're in. But Ephesians 1 and 17, if you'll read that one.
Yes, in the King James it reads, as follows. That the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the glory of God, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Amen.
And listen, brother and sister, the Holy Spirit will think, and it will show you things. It will teach you things. Like, for instance, mm-hmm. in Proverbs 3 and 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your mind. But, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Now, we know it says that, and some of us believe that, but we don't know what we believe in. How you going to trust in the Lord? How you going to trust?
All right.
Well, Pastor, you just trusted. No, explain to me how you trust the Lord, see? Because most people don't know how to trust the Lord. So it's this kind of stuff have to come through revelation knowledge, and it has to be in line with the scriptures. Well, the way you trust the Lord is trust his word.
All right.
So I need to tell you, trust is a big issue today. Why you think there's so many divorces? Because of trust.
All right, say that.
Yeah. A lot of people are losing because they don't have no trust. No one has taught them how to trust. You got to trust in the process. A lot of times people win games because they trust the process. But if you don't have no trust in the process, it's just like being born again. Being born again, anybody can say that. But give me the revelation to that. How is that done? So then we take them to the scripture and we show them that you're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. When we teach people revelation knowledge, how to trust God. Don't be trying to make nobody believe anything. Tell them to trust God. Well, how you do that? Get in the word and trust the word of God. That's
Amen.
How you trust God. Grabbing the scripture, we were talking about faith on yesterday. Brother and sister, faith. See, I just want to show you revelation knowledge. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, that's great, Pastor. You know that faith is the substance. Now, what is your substance? See, that's where revelation comes in there. Substance is your word. It's the word of God. That's what you're standing on. That's it. That's it right there. Oh, well, I got substance. Now, absolutely. When you find a scripture and you stand on it, you have, just like Evangelist Renee. She said, I'm standing on, by his stripes, I'm healed. What? She's standing on that. That's her substance. She's depending on that. You know, you got your job. That's your substance. That's how you're going to pay your bills. That's how you're going to pay your... Well, can I take the word of God and stand on it. If you find a scripture and you're going to stand on it, hey, do I need to remind you? You will be tried. Can't just grab a scripture and think you're going to run out there and not be tried. No, you will be tested with that scripture. The enemy is going to see. If it's at the last minute, then you got to have faith in it. Faith in healing is standing on the scripture. Did I say that one right? Faith in healing is standing on the scripture.
Amen.
Look at Galatians 3 and 12. I'm just trying to show you, brother and sister, when he says revelation, knowledge. This is what he's talking about. Being able to take the scripture and then compare with spiritual things. Remember over in 1 Corinthians We compare things with spiritual things, not with flesh, not with natural things. So when we say the church, we're talking about 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that you are the body of Christ? See, that to me is revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, the church, and you trying to tell me about First Baptist or Second Baptist or Seventh Day Adventist or Pentecost. See, that don't mean anything to me because that's worry. Mm-hmm. I need revelation knowledge. I need you to show me that over there in 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Okay.
So that's what's going on. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost needs a place to live. And guess what? That's in you. Not for it, not Marta, but in us. For a better way of saying. Okay. What did I say? Galatians. Did I say that one? Galatians 3:2, please.
In the King James, it reads as follows, Galatians 3:2. This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God? Or was it by responding to God's message to you? Are you going to continue this craziness? For only crazy people would think they could complete their own efforts what was begun by God. Amen.
People can be real stupid sometimes. People get real crazy with this stuff. Paul called them foolish. Oh, foolish Galatians.
Yeah.
I see a lot of foolish people today. They don't know how they got saved. I love my church. They think that organization got them saved.
Have mercy, Lord.
And they won't back off that. So, they'll take their tithes to, they'll tie it all in when they get through. And they could have you believe in that.
That's right, amen.
So the writer says here, this only what I learned of you, receiving you the Spirit by works or by the law or by hearing of faith. How do you get saved? How did you get saved? Going to church every Sunday? Or on Saturday? Or working on the deacon board? How do you get saved? Let's just keep it real raw right here. You bragging about your building and your organization. Is that what saved you? In other words, is that what saved you? That's all I'm asking. Did the law save you? By you keeping this and doing that. Or if there's a possibility, faith came by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
It is. Amen. Amen.
So Paul said to him, Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Joining the church make you perfect? Going there Sunday after Sunday, that makes you perfect. Singing in the choir. Come on now. Stop being foolish. Keeping certain laws, that makes you perfect. People, I'm going to be honest with you. You can keep all the laws you want to. And Satan will trip you up and show you you are not as good as you thought you were. Who all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
No, it was by faith. I'll tell you right off how it happens, but faith. You heard that preached word, and it got in your spirit, man, and you act on it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, Now, at the end of that thing, they might have told you to join the church and jump up and down, a whole lot of stuff. And if you did it, that's on you. But I know how you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
You had to believe in your heart. It had to get to your heart. That's
yeah.
how you're telling people. It's not a simple prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Ghost, get down in your spirit, man, it done went through a whole lot. We all know that.
Yeah.
And then let me say this to you, too. To put a pin right there. Y'all may not like this, and I may show you in the scripture this, too, but God said you need to forgive. There's somebody right now, you need to go on and forgive them. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they did to you. Because, see, that's a hard word. Forgiving is a hard word. Nobody don't want to forgive. It's easy not to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not fair. It ain't fair. How'd they get away with that? God said forgive. Seriously, man, I read this thing in Matthew 5:43-42. I'm going like, Lord, that ain't right. Why I gotta love my enemy? But why I gotta bless them that curse me? See that? Y'all might read that and y'all might say, oh, no, you gotta do that stuff. You can't just read that. Yeah. Ain't that for you to read? For you to live it.
Amen.
Uh-oh, Pastor. I'm finna go down your street. It said, bless them that curse you.
Come on. Amen.
I'm going down your street, Sister Evangelist Renee. You got to do good to them that hate you. I'm going to go down your street there, Brother Robinson. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pray for them which despitefully use you.
That's right. Amen.
I'm
going to
go down your street there in a minute, Sister Johnson. Yeah. I didn't say this stuff. God said this stuff.
Yeah.
This stuff you got to do. You got to, you got to do it.
Amen.
And them that persecute you, you got to pray for them. See, it's not fair. It's easy to say, you know what, I'm going to leave them alone. No, you can't leave it like that. I thought that was the easy way out. And the Spirit told me, that's a coward way out. Everybody do it like that. Just leave it alone. No, you can't leave it alone. The church can't. You got stuff you got to do. You know somebody despitefully using you and persecuting you? You can't just say, you can't let it go. You got somebody that. No, you got to do good to them people.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, Pastor, where are you coming up with this stuff? I'm telling you, that's what the Word of God says. I mean, I like to, say, well, just forget. God said, I'm going to bless them. People, I got to go bless some folks that I'm going to be honest with you. See, that's that human side got to die. And say, okay, Lord, I want to be like you, Father.
Yeah.
Don't forget
now,
we're children of the Father now. Hello, somebody. I said we're children. You got to act like your daddy.
Amen.
You got to act like it.
Yeah.
He said, well, Lord, you know, you're in heaven. You ain't down here. You know about this stuff, believe me.
Yes,
people,
it's
just about getting eternally ready. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's all said and done, there's no stone that's not been turned. You didn't leave one unturned. Lord, I did it all. I did what you told me to do. Because I'm looking at the scripture, and I'm thinking, boy, that's easy. Just let them go. But he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. He said, I don't say that stuff. That's what they say. Well, you want to know what I say? Here's what I say. I say, love your enemy. Come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all really, truly loving on your enemy? Don't go there, Pastor. Please don't go there. No, how many of you just, you don't want your enemy, you know they're your enemy, so you got to love on them.
Yeah, we were.
They done said about everything about you in the world. They done called you everything but a child of God. God says, bless them.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's a hard word, brother and sister. I'm telling y'all, man. You can't just sweep that under the rug. You got to do something. Yeah. That scripture says you got to do something. I'm going to leave it right here for today. And we'll see you all on tomorrow. See, that's what the